Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
We all receive some oil in our lamps. Otherwise, there's not going to be any salvation. You cannot be saved without the Holy Ghost. Some of us, we only received the Holy Ghost when we got born again, and that was it. In other words, we had some relationship with God. When we felt that day, or if something has happened to me, I've been changed. That was the work of the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me? But here's the thing, that in you, hallelujah, Christ exists in you. Amen? But what remains is for you to discover him in you. I hope I'm saying something to somebody here. In other words, all that you need to know about God is in you. Christ lives in you. But not everybody experiences Christ. Why? Because there are people who don't take it upon themselves to discover the Christ in them. What the Word of God does is to help you receive, be transformed to the likeness of Christ, who is already in you. Are you hearing me? So there is something body in you called Jesus Christ. The bridegroom is already in us, but many of us, we accept him and we never take on a journey of moving from outside to inside where we can meet him. I don't know if you are hearing me. So it's a journey of transformation. Say transformation. We start from what you don't know and to what you know. In the end, we shall see ourselves as we are. But today, you don't know who you are in Christ because you have not taken that journey. Are you hearing me? So it is a journey. It is a journey of personal growth. That is what oil talks about. It's a journey of finding him and be transformed to his likeness, which starts from the day you get born again. Hallelujah. And then you understand Jesus. You read the word. You grow. You are changing every day. So when he comes, suddenly you will appear to be this person that you thought you were. Some of us, we think we are born again Christians. But suddenly you realize that when you look at Jesus, you look at yourself, you realize, I need something. And that time will be late. That's not the time to go look for the oil. You see, they go to the five and they say, help us understand Jesus. But that is late. If you come to me when Jesus is showing up in the sky and say, hey, pastor, help me, some quick fix. People are already flying. There's nothing we can do for you. When you're already in the situation, nothing can be done. So what we are saying to you is that the time to change is now. The time to look for God is now. In fact, in the book of Isaiah, I think it's 55, he says, seek God when he can still be found. Are you hearing me? Seek God when he can still be found. So it is the time to look for the oil. It's the time to allow the Holy Ghost to guide you on this personal journey of self-discovery. Hallelujah. The day you were born, you received Christ. Say, I received Christ. But you don't look like Christ yet. When he appears, we shall be like him, not everyone. Only those who took upon themselves to transform to his image will be like him when he appears. Those who are not, is the time to run around and say, what can I do? You say, Mzalwane, look at you. Look at Christ. You look everything like the devil. You don't look like Christ. Hello. When we should be transforming ourselves, we are concentrating on the things of the world. They consume us. It's not going to be a magical thing. When he comes, it will be clear who has been having oil or who has not been oil. Remember, oil speaks of the Holy Ghost, who helps you in the transformation to become like him through the Holy Spirit. Because as you read the Word of God, let me explain this to you nicely. When you read the Word of God, you are changing. But not everybody is changed by the Word of God. There are a lot of Christians who know the Bible, but they remain the same. They are still witches. Are you hearing? Bapara seaparo, but they are still witches. Abo mama mtandazo, but they are still witches. Oh, can I talk to somebody here? Those people cannot be changed by that word because they don't have the oil. They don't have the Holy Spirit. So it's not a matter of just having the Holy Spirit in you. What is the Holy Spirit is doing? It's transforming you through the Word of God. So every time you read the Word of God, you look at Jesus. And it's the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, it's impossible to change. You know, I've said this many times. How many of you have tried to change people in your house? Did you succeed? They remain the same, isn't it? The more they change, the more they remain the same. Is it true? Nobody changes. It's only the Word of God and the Holy Ghost that can change people. Only that. And your journey with the Holy Ghost starts today, not tomorrow, not when he comes. The wise women had the oil, had the relationship with Christ. That's how they had the relationship with the Holy Spirit. That's how you wait for him. And he's not just there as the Holy Spirit. No, they must read the Word of God because the Holy Ghost reveals Christ, who is in the Word for you. And then the more you see him, is the more something tells you. You know, how many of you have read the Word of God and feel very bad about yourself? Huh? Oh, you have, say neighbor, you have some oil. You have some oil. How many people read the Word of God and feel nothing? We are cheating, yeah? Hallelujah, there's a hand there. Oh, let's clap hands for that brother. There's a chance for him. Are you hearing me? There is still time to look for it. There's still time to cry for it. Because every time you look at the word of God and you feel, I'm not there yet. You are a wise virgin. You have some oil. No one just feels better about things. We are not made like that. Man is not made like that. Men will see something and not feel anything, even if it's bad. But the fact that you're feeling bad is the spirit in you as you read the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. There are people who will read the word of God today. They're in church. Tomorrow they're going to cheat you at work. They're going to rob you. They're going to insult you. When you tell them about God, they say, Naminya son. You can't tell them, Naminya zanjan, ya son. Naminya son. They are right. They're fools. They have got no oil. So that word is of no effect. Hello. No oil, no transformative power of the word in you. Are you hearing me? So these people, when Christ came, they realized, as funny, hey, they look at the wise one, say, you guys, how did you do it? It's late. Say, never imagine. Talk to you and I say, imagine. Suddenly, say, kill him. And I look like Jesus. And you look at yourself, you are still the same. And you go to your neighbor, say, neighbor, Kanjan, we've been going to the same church, reading the same Bible, attending the same Bible study. Why we're not like Ace? Yeah. What can I do? I can't help with anything. That's what they are saying. We can't help you. Go out and look for the oil. It's late. There's a time when the Holy Ghost won't be operating in the world. And in fact, when the Holy Ghost leaves, that will be the time when we are going with him. You know, some of us, we behave like, the Holy Ghost will always be here. Hey, I can tap on him anytime. Hey, I can just tap. Never. There's a time when you see people moving like balloons, you must know he's moving, he's going. Whoever remains that time and he has to be saved, it will be through pain and suffering. Those are the ones that will go through tribulation. And when they made it to the end, you see, there are people who will not accept Jesus Christ now. Can I tell you this? And then they realize in tribulation that even the devil we don't want. They didn't want God, but now God will be gone. They will be left with the devil because he will be let loose to rule in the world for a while. Some of you may not know this. That there's a time when he be allowed to rule in the world. That will be times of tribulation. And those, there will be people who are there who say, no, Maganjan, even if God is not here, you are not my God. They will be telling the devil that. And then they will be persecuted to accept him. Then they will refuse until they die. That's how they will go to heaven. Those will be the ones that you see in the book of Revelation who came through tribulation. Those who were clothed in white. They're the ones who refused to bow to him in tribulation. Are you hearing me? But some of us, we believe in what you call pre-tribulation rapture. We won't be here. No, I'm not you. If you want to be here, it's fine. I'll be gone. When they enter tribulation, I won't be here. Are you hearing me? I'm out of here. If you see me in tribulation, you must know Bang Shilaj. I didn't go with the first trip. Are you here, good people? So if you see me in tribulation, you must know what in Shile, the first load. But the second load, they'd rather kill me. I'll never serve the devil. Are you here? Do you love Jesus Christ? So now listen to me. The wise ones had the Holy Ghost and the relationship with him. All the time, he was preparing them for him. He was preparing them for him. So when he came, they were then ready for the bride. They were ready for the wedding. Clothing was ready for him. But the stupid ones or the fools, they just lived their lives. They just lived their lives. And these are the ones who are just focusing on things of the world. Good people, let me tell you this. It's good to have things in life. But don't let them consume you. Good, all you want, even if you come to church, but Uncle Tola breakthrough. Look at your neighbor. All you want is breakthrough of something. It's not even breakthrough over sin or anything. No. Uncle Tola breakthrough in life. If I can just have a breakthrough in life. Until the floods came, you're still saying, if I could have this. Floods arrived. And people drowned, still hoping for a breakthrough. Yeah, that's what happened. That's what happened. We are consumed by what we don't have in the world. We do not hear even when everything says, he's here. Do something to prepare yourselves. Amen. Am I talking to somebody here? And these are not, I don't know. I don't think these are bad people. I don't think these are like cruel people or people who live in sin every day, adulterers. This fool's foolish vision, they may not even be the people that we think they're bad in this world. Are you hearing me? They may look very well like you and me. Because some of us always think, okay, I'm not adulterous. It's fine. I'm okay. Next thing, when it comes, you realize, okay, I lack something, but it's late. It's not about that. It's for you starting on a journey to know who he is today and be changed to that image that you can see that is in the Word of God, which is Christ. The Bible is Jesus. That's why when you have got the Spirit in you, it will be a mirror. But if you're not a Spirit, it's just a letter or a newspaper. But it becomes a mirror. You see yourself and say, I have to change here. Oh, my hairstyle is not good. You know, sometimes I wish we were like that. Like ladies and the mirror. You know what I mean? Say, neighbor, I wish you were like the ladies with the mirror. They're friends. I can leave my house without looking at the mirror, honestly, and I'll still be okay. But ladies, never. Who's that lady who's brave? Who says, I can leave my house without a mirror. Let me see that brave woman. It's not one. Huh? Is there a brave lady? Say, I can leave my house without looking at the mirror. No. There's not. But us. Do you love Jesus Christ? Yeah. I wish we were like ladies in a mirror when it comes to the Bible and us. That you would not leave with your house without looking at the mirror. Many of us, or some of us, people are telling us we are bad outside, but the mirror would have told you a long time ago. Well, what do I mean by that? If my collar is not right, you know, if I don't look at the mirror, I won't know that my collar is not okay. Until somebody says to me, your collar. And then how about we fix our collar? Wabalwanza. Lingjailangabi. We are fixing the collar. Because you don't think you are like that because you don't have a mirror. You all think you are okay until the mirror comes. And you say, yo, I look like that. you go change that dress. Am I talking to somebody here? So every day, from today or from yesterday or from last year, it's a journey. Let this worry you every time. How do I look in the spirit? How do I look in the spirit? Because when he comes, that's all that is going to matter. Amen? Your journey of relating the Spirit of God and the Word of God, I cannot give you any better formula than that. It's the Word and the Spirit of God that will bring the results that you want, the results that God wants. Every single day of your life, do it. Amen. It will be clear what you have been doing when it comes. Say, neighbor, the results will be clear. It's like somebody who has failed an exam. Everybody knows that he failed matric. Are you hearing me? So the same thing. It will be clear that, oh, he didn't make it. The same thing. The results will be for all to see. Amen. Some of us were busy with the things of God and not God himself. It will be sad to spend all the time in the house of God doing whatever you are doing and ignoring him. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? It's beyond that. It's your personal journey. Look at your neighbor. It's your personal journey. Foolish ones, they don't have it. They never bothered. You know, let me put it like this to you. You know, Jesus Christ, when they asked him about fasting, you know, you remember what he said? When the disciples of John asked, why is your disciples not fasting when the disciples of John are fasting? Hallelujah. Are you here? And you know what Christ said? He said, why should they fast when they're still with the bridegroom? The time is coming when they can do that because the bridegroom will not be with them. What was he saying to you? He's saying that whilst he's away, show signs that you're missing him. Show signs that you are missing the bridegroom when he's not there. How do you do that? Prayer. Fasting, reading the Bible. It's like when your husband is away, or your husband is away, maybe in the States, ne? You don't call him, or he doesn't call. No, you have to call your husband. It works. In heaven, it does not work like that. Please, it's here on earth. In the heavenly things, wives call husbands. Hello? On earth, it's okay. Husbands also call? Okay, so when he's away, how can the wife say, I've been missing you when he comes back, when he never called even once? Hello? Am I making sense here? How can you say when her husband, at the airport, he fell like, hey, husband, ooh, I missed you so much. Just you look at you and say, this woman, are you hearing what I'm saying to you? It's the same thing that is going to happen. When he arrives there, he says, oh. You know what he said? He said, go away, I don't know you. Let's read it.
But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Verse 11, later the others also came. Lord, Lord, they said, open the door for us. Verse 12, uh-huh. And he replied, truly I tell you, I don't know you.
Aha, uh-huh. Stop there. Imagine your husband say, I don't know you. running to him at the airport. Who are you? Say, sure. Your husband. Who are you? I don't know you, lady. He asked people around, do you know this lady? I don't know. I mean, some of us are going to be shocked, eh? Jeez, Jesus, Mara, please, Jesus, please. Please. What about the tongues I was praying? I mean, I had the best tongue in town. I don't know you. All that was theatrics, performances. There's a lot of that in the church. Hello. And Nahana fell out too. That amen. Kikopa na lue na kiruetsa halang resh. Tsamaile hampi. Tsamaile hampi. Uthwa bantsivi mohle. Uthwa. You know, Muruti, can you intervene? Muruti, can you remember? I mean, you know how I served in the church. Please, can you intervene? And then I'll be saying, I have my own issues. I have my own troubles. Here is everybody for himself and God for us all. Irritated because then I'm worried. I may not make it. I'm also concerned about the outcome. You'll be annoying me. I'm focused here. I'm just calculating and putting the one and two. Can I make it? And then you come and say, Pastor, please. Jesus just said he does not know me. So. I say, what can I do? Please. Linda, I stand that risk. Alina can come there and say, hey, who are you? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Yes. The way I look will speak for me on the day. There will be no argument. Because this cover will be away. The true you will surface. What you have been working on and building that day is going to show up. All the pretense, all the hypocrisy, that day will be buried. The true us will show up. I'm praying something better shows up on the day for me and also for you. May your hard work from today pay off. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Start building it today. Don't have a relationship with him today. On the day, I will be happy to see many of you getting the clearance. Bantu ba feta ke ha ke bona ba ujikisa ke sheba kwa. When I see you going through, o ka rwa mpona sasile, I'll be ready to cheer you on. Hopefully, I'll be the other side already. Okarva gastata ganna. Kitsiwe ufita, kitsiwe enjoy what I'm seeing. Are you hearing it? No one is guaranteed. No one. I'm working on my own salvation with fear and trembling, so you must be. All of you. No one is guaranteed heaven. No one. If you have everything in the world, and I pray for you, you have got breakthroughs in everything, but you don't have a breakthrough on this one, all other breakthroughs are useless. Are you hearing me? Can I speak to somebody here? I want you to have all breakthroughs in life, everything. But if you fail on this one, all other breakthroughs are useless. Because this is an everlasting breakthrough. Every other breakthrough is temporary. Are you hearing me? You'll be hearing these messages a lot in the coming weeks. Future proofing you for what is coming. Amen? whether it's darkness that comes in a form of whatever, you know, you'll be secure in that darkness. You know, Rami, I'm okay. Even if it appears, I'm okay. I'm ready. Hallelujah. Some of you, tell me, if Jesus comes now, are you going to ask for time out? What do they say? More time? Extra time? Ask your neighbor, are you going to ask, are you okay now? Can we go? Ask your neighbor, Aaron, can we go now or what? Or you need extra time? You need extra time. Many of us need extra. People are very quiet there. Do you need extra time there? Oh, we're okay, we can go. But extra time. they don't even, why we love us extra time? People of God, this is an urgent message. This is an urgent message. Very, very urgent. Put some oil in your lamps. Put some oil in your lamps. Meaning, have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. We all receive a message of the Holy Spirit, but if you ignore him, you're as good as not having him. When you're filled with him, he will take through you the process of preparation, which should have started for many of us, but it's never too late. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let us not be fools like the five who think they are okay until the last moment. Suddenly, they couldn't do anything about it. And this is going to be sudden, by the way, sudden. I don't know how sudden is sudden, but it's going to be very sudden. Like, you know what? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Like a transition you have never seen and known in your life. Like, one world into another, like you have just crossed a border. It will be like that, and it will be sudden. Amen. Suddenly, I'm no longer your pastor. Can you believe it? Suddenly, you're no longer somebody's husband. Suddenly, you're no longer somebody's child. Suddenly, you're no longer somebody's mother. It's everybody for himself. All you now concern is only you. And everybody from small child, everybody now he knows on that day, Aksana Baba, Aksana Mama, Aksana Vat. Everybody will know it's a new world. Everybody. That's how sudden it's going to be. Hallelujah. But I pray that this message, you'll take it very serious. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say I'm praying that this message, you'll take very serious. It's an urgent message. It's a very, very urgent message. Amen. Are you receiving the message? Yes. Small, old, girl, boy, father, mother, husband, wife, you all have this message for yourselves. Are you hearing me? Yes. I used to believe that children can't go to hell. I even in my heart of hearts, I think I still wish that is. But people who have been to hell, they say they've seen children. They say they've seen children in hell. Kids, are you listening to me? Hello, you see that one is playing. He doesn't think I'm serious. We pray that these children will have an encounter with God and have a serious transformation. Amen. Hallelujah. Love me that I gave you life, than I prayed for you and something happened in your life.
Are you hearing me?
Love me because I gave you a message of life. All these things we are going to live here on earth. On that day, billionaire or poor, they will all look the same. And then you realize that all this was vanities of vanities. Educated, PhDs, and another one, sub A. Are you hearing me? Grade one. And the other one, 150 PhDs. Before God, no one is going to be asked how many PhDs you have. How many colleges you have been to. We'll all be crying for help and mercy. President or prisoner. Batebeba yemiso. Ramaphosa here. Who's this guy who escaped prison? Huh? Webster. Bester. Oh, yes. Thabo Bester will be standing here. Ramaphosa here will be looking at Ramaphosa. Say, you put me in prison, you see. But now, they were not being asked that question here. Parliament and prison. No one is asking us. You see, we are here. Last time you saw me in prison, I was locked. Look, I'm out. It's going to be interesting on the day, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. But as for you, get ready. I say, get ready. I say, get ready. Amen. Every moment we spend, let it be a spend. I'm not saying that stop living, but don't make those things a priority in your life. Do them, but they must not be up on your list. Go to work, study, make some money, do some business, but let them not consume you. You are number one, spirit, before you are the body. What people see is not even number one. The spirit man, you are the spirit. You live, you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. That's what defines you. Spirit first. Look after your spirit. The rest must come. But comfort in this world must not be number one. Did you hear me? Can I say that? Comfort in this world must never be number one. Those of us who want to make these things a priority in life will account for that. Those who do it on the pulpit will account for that. It's not your business. It's your problem. I want to be asked on this and say, and heaven happy that I prepared you for heaven. In fact, my primary ministry, honestly, when God called me, was to prepare people for heaven. Now the message is increasing now. The more we're getting closer. Hallelujah. Amen. Character building and transformation is my grace. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I always tell, as I close here, I always tell people that I've got a lot of people coming here, gifted, pastors, prophets, you name them, like gifts. Are you hearing me? Evangelists. And this is what I tell all of them, that, you know what? One thing I know about myself, I may not help you prophesy better, but I can certainly make you a better prophet. I may not improve on your gift because I don't know how it works. But one thing for sure, God has graced me with the ability to make sure that the person who stands there has what it takes before he opens up his mouth. And many of them run away because they don't want to change. They run. Hallelujah. Because it's painful, that part. To throw away your old self and put on a new person is painful. You grew up with, you were born with this thing. You are now 20-something. It's not easy. If men comes to you and say, okay, let's deal with this. They say no. They want people to celebrate their gifts. We don't celebrate gifts in this house. We celebrate character. Before the gift. Are you here? Those who survive this grilling are going to make excellent prophets and excellent pastors, excellent evangelists, excellent everything. If you can pass through this oven and you don't burn. Hallelujah. People want people to endorse their faults and their character flaws and look the other way. People want that. They love you. They love you. But if you start telling them the truth, they don't like you. They hate you. But you are true sons of God. A child of God, true child of God, gets excited when they're corrected. But those that are sons of disobedience, they hate correction. That's how we know their nature. When they walk away, we are not moved. Because we know they've just exposed their nature. Sons of disobedience. They want to be on the pulpit and abuse women. They want to be on the pulpit and be celebrated. And be called all sorts of things. People bowing before them. That's what they want. They like those things. Not in this house. Not in this house. Now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm done preaching. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, let's get down and work. Amen. Are you blessed? Are you feeling good about yourself or not so good? Is there a lot of work to be done? Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to be anywhere on any platform in the world and I be proud of you. So that when I hear something about you, I must be able to say it's not you. You know that some people who can't say that. When you hear rumors, there are things that will be created about us, by the way, in this world. The accuser of the brethren is there. He will do it. But there are people, when I hear Mr. Mdakanes done 1, 2, 3, say, never. Are you hearing me? Yeah. Some people like you, they've done something, I'll come back to you. No comment. Because I don't know for sure. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. Amen? So, but if you will receive this word of faith, I can tell you that you can be anywhere. By the way, even with this darkness that is coming, if this one is right, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I beg you. You are a wise virgin. Tell the other one, say, you are a wise virgin. When darkness comes, it's not for you. You are ready. In fact, I wanted to also read Isaiah 60, that verse was also in my mind, in my spirit. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? Right. Verse 2. Verse 1 we know, arise, shine, for your light has come. Amen. And the glory of the Lord. So this is the same message that we must go and arise and shine to the world. Show and demonstrate Christ. Again, you get that, isn't it? But then it says here, look, verse 2.
"See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you." This glory is going to protect you. This light is going to protect you. When you hear of things happening, don't worry. Can I say that again? Terrible things are coming into the world like we have never seen before. Your neighbors will be crying on the left and on the right, but in your house there shall be no such. We are speaking this before it happens. Amen. Because you are that light. What is coming does not like light. That's why it's called darkness. You are going to make it. It will consume those that are dark like it. But you, make sure. Amen? Are you hearing me? Make sure. Make sure. It will be so bad that people will fear, you know, fear even leaving their homes like we had that time. It's going to be worse. What you saw in COVID is nothing, by the way. It's nothing, zero, compared to what is coming. Hello? But lona li utwile, when it comes, like, that's life. You're continuing. It's not for you. I say it is not for you. It is not for you. Amen. So be strong, be courageous. Whatever happens, hasia how it will fit the fella. It's not gonna touch you. And those are the words that you shall be speaking over yourself, over your family, over your children, over everything that you have. Amen. So let us be ready for the worst. There are things that nobody can change. I wish I could, that are coming. But you are prepared. Amen? I say you are prepared. You are being prepared as I speak for these things. Hallelujah. These messages must always be ringing in your head all the time. You'll see whatever comes won't do anything to you. Amen? And again, I want to say this in this place. What I am seeing happening, and you must really thank God. And I talked about this before last year, December, November. I said to you, was it November or October? I said to you, there's something happening in the church. And the reason why you see what is happening in the church is to take people out of the church. People don't believe in church. An average person, especially our church, churches that moves in power, they are treated with suspicion. Hello. And I explained why. Remember, I explained why. The devil wants to keep, because God has placed the answer in those churches for what is coming. Are you hearing me? So what's going to happen is that they will be forced anyway, because the aim was to discourage you so that you think also that this is not working. Churches like this must close. But we did not close. We are still here. We are waiting for him. We'll deal with him in this house. I thank God that at one point I never gave up on ministry. As days go by, I see why I needed to hold on. Because if I had not, there would be no hope even for my own family. Not let alone you. When I look at all the sufferings and I say to myself, it was worth it. Because now, it's about to go down. So anyway, it's about to go down. Am I right? Am I right? Did I put it right? It's about to go down. Is that correct? It's about to do what? We're about to have a major show here and demonstration. That darkness is going to be dealt with seriously. Hallelujah.
And the power of God will be seen in that darkness, because there's nothing that's going to help them. Nothing except God. And they will come crawling and screaming and bowing before this God. That's what he wants to do. Don't worry. Hallelujah. It's for them to come to this light, as you see it in Isaiah chapter 2. Light shall come to what? The darkness, you shall be the light in the darkness will come everywhere. But this, the light of God shall shine, and they will come to the light. Are you hearing me? That prophecy is coming to pass. Hallelujah. Last week you saw how Mr. Mkwena was healed right in front of you. You remember last week? Life. All symptoms of everything that you say, you, yeah, in front of you. I'm hot, I'm what? When he left, he was as healthy as anything. Last night he was here every Saturday they come with the wife, they pray here. He was here praying. Nothing like he was ever sick. Are you hearing me? It's about to go down. We are here, we are waiting. We want to show off God's great power. Hallelujah. They will run from that darkness when they get here. Oh my goodness, they shall meet God himself. You, just be strong. You are in a safe place. In a safe place. In God, not in the church. You are in the safe place in God. Remember, never be too comfortable in a church or in a Christian home. Be comfortable in your relationship with God. Amen. Let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Are you blessed, Bazalan? So I'm done preaching. Let's go and find Jesus. Grow in this relationship, Leena. Sure, every single day. Ask your neighbor, if you're missing somebody, how often were you going to call them a day? How many times? If you're truly missing them. Let's hear that. Once. Twice. Three times. Four times. You're not talking to me. How many times? You don't even want to count. Or you'll bother them. That's beautiful. Clap hands for yourself. Amen. That's the way we must approach it. Let's go bother Jesus. Many times a day, let's speak to Jesus. Let's fellowship with the Holy Spirit. In that time, in that way, you're going to be something. Children, are you listening? Holy Ghost can work through children as well. Let us not ignore our children. Let us help them in this growth. Make sure they read something. Make sure they read the word. Amen? Give them something. Give them, maybe we'll see with the children's program what we can give your children so that they can also use at home. I think I must work with the teachers on that, something like that. That the kids, according to their age, Libona, when you are reading the Bible, at home, they can also read something. Let us be deliberate about this thing and get ready. Amen. Worshippers, please come. Hallelujah. Are you blessed, Pastor Alan? Let's clap for Jesus. Amen. So, we're going to continue talking about how to future-proof ourselves as Christians for what is coming. This is just the first. It might be a series. We're going to look at all parables that speak about the end times and what we are supposed to do. Amen. Say, the bridegroom is coming, and I will not be ashamed of how I look. Hallelujah. Somebody ato nyala. Wena kore ibila watina white dress. Kore akisivu tine. Utine ntoza lunch or whatever.
I don't know what you'll be wearing. You know, like, this can't be a wedding day when I'm dressed like this, or dinner or somewhere. Amen? That's how we shall be ashamed if we are not ready. So let us be ready. I'm going to pray for people who want to be born again now. You're not born again. I see the young man who gave his life to Jesus. Stand up, young man. Stand up. You are the one. Is he the one? Last week. Are you the one from last week? Let's clap hands for him. Yes. You said, they phoned you. You said, what did you say when they phoned you? You said, how did you feel after this Sunday? You are?
Free from all the problems I was facing in my life.
You are free?
Yes, I'm feeling better now.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, let us look after these people, okay? Let us look after these people. People doing discipleship. Make sure that, you know, these people. I was thinking that they must come here to church. So somebody must see them after this. Who's going to see them? Somebody, Kimang, Mamputi. Who's this? See these people after service, so that we arrange something for them. Hello? Amen. On earth, it's okay. Husbands also call. Okay, so when he's away, how can the wife say, I've been missing you when he comes back, when he never called even once? Hello? Am I making sense here? How can you say when her husband at the airport, he fell like, hey, husband, ooh, I missed you so much. Just you look at you and say, this woman. This woman, are you hearing what I'm saying to you? It's the same thing that is going to happen when he arrives there and say, oh. You know what he said? He said, go away, I don't know you. Let's read it.
But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Verse 11, later the others also came. Lord, Lord, they said, open the door for us. Verse 12, uh-huh. And he replied,
yes.
Truly I tell you, I don't know you.
Uh-huh. Stop there. Imagine your husband say, I don't know you. Running to him at the airport. Who are you? Say, sure. Your husband. How are you? I don't know you, lady. He asked people around, do you know this lady? I don't know. I mean, some of us are going to be shocked, eh? Jesus, please. What about the tongues I was praying? I mean, I had the best tongue in town. I don't know you. All that was theatrics, performances. There's a lot of that in the church. Hello. Amen. And Nahana fell out too. That amen. Kikopa na lue na kiruetsa halang resh. Tsamaile hampi. Uthwa abantsivi mohle. Uthwa. You know, Muruti, can you intervene? Muruti, can you remember? I mean, you know how I served in the church. Please, can you intervene? And then I'll be saying, I have my own troubles. Here is everybody for himself and God for us all.
irritated because I'm worried. I may not make it. I'm also concerned about the outcome. You'll be annoying me. I'm focused here. I'm just calculating and putting the one and two. Can I make it? And then you come and say, Pastor, please. Jesus just said he does not know me. So, what can I do? Please, please, Lena, I stand that risk. Or Lena can come there and say, hey, who are you? Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Yes.
The way I look will speak for me on the day. There will be no argument. Because this cover will be away. The true you will surface. What you have been working on and building that day is going to show up. All the pretense, all the hypocrisy, that day will be buried. The true us will show up. I'm praying something better shows up on the day for me and also for you. May your hard work from today pay off. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Start building it today. Don't have a relationship with him today. On the day, I will be happy to see many of you getting the clearance. Bantu bafita ke. When I see you going through, I'll be ready to cheer you on. Hopefully, I'll be the other side already. Enjoy what I'm seeing. Are you hearing me? Because my reward is going to come from there as well, if I make it. No one is guaranteed. No one. I'm working on my own salvation with fear and trembling, so you must be. All of you. No one is guaranteed heaven. No one. If you have everything in the world, and I pray for you, you have got breakthroughs in everything, but you don't have a breakthrough on this one, all other breakthroughs are useless. Are you hearing me? Can I speak to somebody here? I want you to have all breakthroughs in life, everything. But if you fail on this one, all other breakthroughs are useless. Because this is an everlasting breakthrough. Every other breakthrough is temporary. Are you hearing me? You'll be hearing these messages a lot in the coming weeks. Future proofing you for what is coming. Amen. Whether it's darkness that comes in the form of whatever, you know, you'll be secure in that darkness. You know, me, I'm okay. Even if it appears, I'm okay. I'm ready. Hallelujah. Some of you, tell me, if Jesus comes now, are you going to ask for time out? For what do they say? More time? Extra time? Ask your neighbor, are you going to ask, are you okay now? Can we go? Ask your neighbor, Aaron, can we go now or what? Or you need extra time? You need extra time. Many of us need extra. People are very quiet there. Do you need extra time there? Oh, we're okay, we can go. But extra time. they don't even, why will love us extra time? People of God, this is an urgent message. This is an urgent message. Very, very urgent. Put some oil in your lamps. Put some oil in your lamps. Meaning, have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. We all receive a message of the Holy Spirit, but if you ignore him, you're as good as not having him. When you're filled with him, he will take through you the process of preparation, which should have started for many of us, but it's never too late.
Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let us not be fools like the five who think they are okay until the last moment. Suddenly, they couldn't do anything about it. And this is going to be sudden, by the way, sudden. I don't know how sudden is sudden, but it's going to be very sudden. Like, you know what? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Like a transition you have never seen and known in your life. Like one world into another, like you have just crossed a border. It will be like that, and it will be sudden. Amen. Suddenly, I'm no longer your pastor. Can you believe it? Suddenly, you're no longer somebody's husband. Suddenly, you're no longer somebody's child. Suddenly, you're no longer somebody's mother. It's everybody for himself. Because all you now concern is only you. And everybody from small child, everybody now he knows on that day. Aksana Baba, Aksana Mama, Aksana Vat. Everybody will know it's a new world. Everybody. That's how sudden it's gonna be. Hallelujah. But I pray that this message, you'll take it very serious. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say I'm praying that you, this message you'll take very serious. It's an urgent message. It's a very, very urgent message. Amen. Are you receiving the message? Yes. Small, old, girl, boy, father, mother, husband, wife, you all have this message for yourselves. Are you hearing me? Yes. You know, I used to believe that children can't go to hell. I even in my heart of hearts, I think I still wish that is, but people who have been to hell, they say they've seen children. They say they've seen children in hell. Kids, are you listening to me? Hello, you see that one is playing. He doesn't think I'm serious. We pray that these children will have an encounter with God and have a serious transformation. Amen. Hallelujah. Love me that I gave you life, than I prayed for you and something happened in your life. Are you hearing me? Love me because I gave you a message of life. All these things we are going to live here on earth. On that day, billionaire or poor, they will all look the same. And then you realize that all this was vanities of vanities. Educated, PhDs, and another one, sub A. Are you hearing me? Grade one. And the other one, 150 PhDs. Before God, no one is going to be asked how many PhDs you have. How many colleges you have been to will all be crying for help and mercy. President or prisoner. But everybody hear me so. Ramaphosa here. Who's this guy who escaped prison? Huh? Webster. Bester. Oh, yes. Tabo Bester will be standing here. Ramaphosa here will be looking at Ramaphosa. Say, you put me in prison, you see. But now, they were not being asked that question here. Parliament and prison. No one is asking us. You see, we are here. Last time you saw me in prison, I was locked. Look, I'm out. He's going to be interesting on the day, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. But as for you, get ready. I say, get ready. I say, get ready. Amen. Every moment we spend, let it be a spend. I'm not saying that stop living, but don't make those things a priority in your life. Do them, but they must not be up on your list. Go to work, study, make some money, do some business, but let them not consume you. You are number one, spirit, before you are the body. What people see is not even number one. The spirit man, you are the spirit. You live, you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. That's what defines you. Spirit first. Look after your spirit. The rest must come. But comfort in this world must not be number one. Did you hear me? Can I say that? Comfort in this world must never be number one. Those of us who wants to make these things a priority in life will account for that. Those who do it on the pulpit will account for that. It's not your business. It's not your problem. I want to be asked on this and say, and heaven happy that I prepared you for heaven. In fact, my primary ministry, honestly, when God called me, was to prepare people for heaven. Now the message is increasing now. The more we're getting closer. Hallelujah. Amen. Character building and transformation is my grace. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I always tell, as I close here, I always tell people that I've got a lot of people coming here, gifted, pastors, prophets, you name them, like gifts. Are you hearing me? Evangelists. And this is what I tell all of them, that, you know what? One thing I know about myself, I may not help you prophesy better, but I can certainly make you a better prophet. I may not improve on your gift because I don't know how it works. But one thing for sure, God has graced me with the ability to make sure that the person who stands there has what it takes before he opens up his mouth. And many of them run away because they don't want to change. They run. Hallelujah. Because it's painful, that part. To throw away your old self and put on a new person is painful. You grew up with it, you were born with this thing. You are now 20-something. It's not easy. A man comes to you and say, okay, let's deal with this. They say no. They want people to celebrate their gifts. We don't celebrate gifts in this house. We celebrate character. Before the gift. Are you here? Those who survive this grilling are going to make excellent prophets and excellent pastors, excellent evangelists, excellent everything. If you can pass through this oven and you don't burn. Hallelujah. People want people to endorse their faults and their character flaws and look the other way. People want that. They love you. They love you. But if you start telling them the truth, they don't like you. They hate you. But you are true sons of God. A child of God, true child of God, gets excited when they're corrected. But those that are sons of disobedience, they hate correction. That's how we know their nature. When they walk away, we are not moved, because we know they've just exposed their nature. Sons of disobedience. They want to be on the pulpit and abuse women. They want to be on the pulpit and be celebrated and be called all sorts of things. People bowing before them. That's what they want. They like those things. Not in this house. Not in this house. Now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm done preaching. Hallelujah. Say neighbor. Let's get down and work. Amen. Are you blessed? Are you feeling good about yourself or not so good? Is there a lot of work to be done? Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to be anywhere on any platform in the world and I be proud of you. So that when I hear something about you, I must be able to say it's not you. You know that some people who can't say that. When you hear rumors, there are things that will be created about us, by the way, in this world. The accuser of the brethren is there. He will do it. But there are people, when I hear Mr. Mdakanes done 1, 2, 3, say, never. Are you hearing me? Some people like you, they've done something, I'll come back to you. No comment, because I don't know for sure. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. Amen? So, but if you receive this word of faith, I can tell you that you can be anywhere. By the way, even with this darkness that is coming, if this one is right, tell your neighbor, say neighbor, I beg you. You are a wise virgin. Tell the other one, say you are a wise virgin. When darkness comes, it's not for you. You are ready. In fact, I wanted to also read Isaiah 60. That verse was also in my mind, in my spirit. Hallelujah. Verse 1, we know, arise, shine, for your light has come. Amen. And the glory of the Lord. So this is the same message that we must go and arise and shine to the world. Show and demonstrate Christ. Again, you get that, isn't it? But then it says here, look, verse 2. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. This glory is going to protect you. This light is going to protect you. When you hear of things happening, don't worry. Can I say that again? Terrible things are coming into the world like we have never seen before. Your neighbors will be crying on the left and on the right, but in your house there shall be no such. We are speaking this before it happens. Amen. Because you are that light. What is coming does not like light. That's why it's called darkness. You are going to make it. It will consume those that are dark like it. But you, make sure. Amen? Are you hearing me? Make sure. Make sure. It will be so bad that people will fear, you know, fear even leaving their homes like we had that time. It's going to be worse. What you saw in COVID is nothing, by the way. It's nothing, zero, compared to what is coming. Hello. But lona li utwile li utwile la bala utwa la bala utwa la bala utwisisa. When it comes, like, that's life. You're continuing. It's not for you. I say it is not for you. It is not for you. Amen. So be strong, be courageous. Whatever happens, I see how it will fit the fella. It's not going to touch you. And those are the words that you shall be speaking over yourself, over your family, over your children, over everything that you have. Amen. So, let us be ready for the West. There are things that nobody can change. I wish I could, that are coming. But you are prepared. Amen. I say you are prepared. You are being prepared as I speak for these things. Hallelujah. These messages must always be ringing in your head all the time. You'll see whatever comes won't do anything to you. Amen. Amen. And again, I want to say this in this place. What I am seeing happening, and you must really thank God. And I talked about this before last year, December, November. I said to you, was it November or October? I said to you, there's something happening in the church. And the reason why you see what's happening in the church is to take people out of the church. People don't believe in church. An average person, especially our church, churches that moves in power, they are treated with suspicion. Hello. And I explained why. Remember, I explained why. The devil wants to keep, because God has placed the answer in those churches for what is coming. Are you hearing me? So what's going to happen is that they will be forced anyway, because the aim was to discourage you so that you think also that this is not working. Churches like this must close, but we did not close. We are still here. We are waiting for him. We'll deal with him in this house. I thank God that at one point I never gave up on ministry. As days go by, I see why I needed to hold on. Because if I had not, there would be no hope even for my own family. Not let alone you. When I look at all the sufferings and I say to myself, it was worth it. Because now it's about to go down. Say anyway, it's about to go down. Am I right? Am I right? Did I put it right? It's about to go down. Is that correct? It's about to do what? We are about to have a major show here and demonstration. That darkness is going to be dealt with seriously. Hallelujah. And the power of God will be seen in that darkness, because there's nothing that's going to help them. Nothing except God. And they will come crawling and screaming and bowing before this God. That's what he wants to do. Don't worry. Hallelujah. It's for them to come to this light, as you see it in Isaiah chapter 2. Light shall come to what? The darkness, you shall be the light in the darkness will come everywhere. But the light of God shall shine, and they will come to the light. Are you hearing me? That prophecy is coming to pass. Hallelujah. Last week you saw how Mr. Mkwena was healed right in front of you. You remember last week? Life. All symptoms of everything that you say, in front of you. I'm hot, I'm what? When he left, he was as healthy as anything. Last night he was here. Every Saturday they come with the wife, they pray here. He was here praying. Nothing like he was ever sick. Are you hearing me? It's about to go down. Man. We are here, we are waiting. We want to show off God's great power. Hallelujah. They will run from that darkness when they get here. Oh my goodness, they shall meet God himself. You, just be strong. You are in a safe place. I am a safe place. In God, not in the church. You are in the safe place in
God. Remember, never be too comfortable in a church or in a Christian home. Be comfortable in your relationship with God. Amen. Let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Are you blessed, Bazalan? So I'm done preaching. Let's go and find Jesus. Grow in this relationship, Liena. Sure, every single day. Ask your neighbor, if you're missing somebody, how often were you going to call them a day? How many times? If you're truly missing them. Let's hear that. Once. Twice. Three times. Four times. Oh, you're not talking to me. How many times? You don't even want to count. Or you'll bother them. That's beautiful. Clap hands for yourself. Amen. That's the way we must approach it. Let's go bother Jesus. Many times a day, let's speak to Jesus. Let's fellowship with the Holy Spirit. In that time, in that way, you're going to be something. Children, are you listening? Holy Ghost can work through children as well. Let us not ignore our children. Let us help them in this growth. Make sure they read something. Make sure they read the word. Amen. I'm going to pray for people who want to be born again now. You're not born again. Let's pray. Father, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that you have died for me. I open up my heart. Come into my heart. I want to be transformed. I want to be changed. I want to be like you. From today, I live my old life. I want to follow you. Guide me by your spirit, like the wise virgins. I also want to have oil in my lamp. Help me understand the Bible and be changed by it. I thank you, Lord, and I bless your name. I thank you for giving me the right to be called a child of God from today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, you may be seated. Clap, 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 clap. Amen.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.